The compromise Senator Breske wanted would have banned smoking in all restaurants immediately, but it would have given taverns until July of 2011 to comply. Taverns would have also been able to add on rooms with separate ventilation systems that would let patrons continue to smoke indoors legally. Breske says that would have given taverns in his northern Wisconsin district time to adjust, whereas he says an immediate smoking ban would force many of them to close.
And I know they say that this is the greatest thing in the world. It's going to solve all the health problems in the country. It's hogwash. I was born and raised in a bar since that high, and I was tending bar since I was that high. And there was only one light bulb in the bar. There was no fans, and everybody smoked. It was blue in there. Come on, I'm still alive, and I'm 69 years old. It's sickening.
American Cancer Society lobbyist Allison Prangy suggested Breske might talk to the U.S. Surgeon General about the dangers of secondhand smoke. The Cancer Society is one of the groups who rejected Breske's compromise. Prangy says none of the states that went smoke-free last year had delays or exemptions anything like what Breske wanted. But Prangy says she's still optimistic a deal can be reached.
And we want to continue a dialogue. They've offered that. But at the same time, we're not going to do something that's bad for the health of the public in Wisconsin.
But time may be running out for this session. Lawmakers will wrap up most of their work in mid-March. And while the fight over the smoking ban is currently in the Democratic-controlled Senate, its future is also murky in the Republican-controlled Assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.